Okay. Chairman Brad Holton, I'll bring the meeting to order. Present is Commissioner Brooks, Commissioner Van Beek, and we have a 2:30 agenda item, and it's fiscal year 2025 budget workshop. And this will be number 2 for the prosecuting attorney's office. So with that, let's get started. All right. So if we had any more definitions or changes since the first one? I see Sarah isn't here today. I usually look at Sarah and go, what's changed? So
if my understanding, and the clerk can correct me, is we've removed the Dalrymple line. So that should be removed. That case reason.
Right.
Favorably, it hasn't gone to sentencing yet, but the matter resolved. There was one attorney that we hadn't done. Forgot my glasses upstairs.
It was the salaries.
Additional benefits. So there's one that hadn't been calculated. There was a blank. So we did that, but I don't think there's been anything else.
Nothing else
modified. And I know Greg was looking into the case management software. I know that was.
Oh, yeah. Software. Where'd we end up?
We added anything at this stage because we were going to have that discussion.
Yeah. So, Mr. Chair, it's still $75,000 in the software.
Okay.
Still exactly where it was in the request. I know there's talks about putting some money in there potentially as a start of the case management software.
Yep.
And that price tag is to be determined at this point. So I'm not sure if the board or if either wants to add money to that line for a what if.
And I really defer to the board. I had a good conversation with Chris Boyd as well. We're trying to figure out some logistical aspects. Look for a new system. I've already conveyed to the board. I'm going to stick with JustWare through the tenure of my time. So I think he deserves to be able to pick whatever solution that he wants and is working. So I really defer to the board if it's putting it in the budget now or opening the budget once you guys figure out what that solution is.
Okay.
I'm indifferent on the case management system.
Okay. All right.
Whatever's easiest for the overall budgetary aspect for. They're expensive.
Yes. That's one thing I was going to say. Thank
yeah.
you. Because, Mr. Chair, just the case management, you're probably between $300,000 and $500,000 on an overhaul on a case management system.
Okay.
So either, like PA Taylor's saying, you keep it at 75 and just open the budget down the road when Boyd decides what he wants, or you put a placeholder in there now.
I think Director Raskin probably attests to this, the more techie savvy is. I think IT can process JustWare and give us, that's where we got Pine Technology, going into a year. So if you want to take that period of time going into the FY26 budget, that probably, I don't know how quickly Mr. Boyd wants to get this turned around. So, but our system is stable.
Yeah.
Knock on wood.
Was earlier this afternoon, right?
Yeah.
And Chair, if I can jump in on that one.
Yeah.
We have recently, between the last time we met and now, the main issue with JustWare has been our on-site storage. And so we've come up with some new definitions with IT about holding on to media on old, closed cases that aren't going to come back up.
Right.
So we've freed up, I think, enough storage to get us through at least this next year. I think we'll be just fine on that front. So I don't think it's an immediate need, and I agree. Once Chris is in, we can take a look at that.
Okay. All right. Okay.
Chris just came in.
Yeah.
Perfect timing. Here we go. Yeah.
So he might be more behooved, and I have no objection, Chair, if Mr. Boyd wants to come up here. I recognize it's not necessarily his budget yet, but it's going to be. But he is more than happy to his intent on the case management system.
Mr. Chairman.
Yes.
I have a question for the clerk. On the software line.
Yeah.
July 3rd, it says that you moved it to 150,000, but on my side it still shows 75.
Under
software 577110.
It's at 105,000. Is that what you're saying?
The next one down. The notes say it's moved to 150,000, but the number is half of that.
Those were. Let's see. You see a note from me?
Yes.
Yes.
Are you looking at suggested now instead of requested?
Yeah.
Correct.
Gotcha. Gotcha. Okay, so what happened a couple of weeks ago? Was that about a couple of weeks ago, the date?
Third.
Yeah, okay. 3 weeks ago. So I started to take some time to actually start building my suggested budget. Mm-hmm. And I was incorporating notes, things that I was hearing from our meetings. I was getting the sense that it was wiser to potentially put a placeholder in there. So I was being cautious and anticipating that this was going in. The reason it came back down is you don't get to, more changes have occurred in the requested budget over the last 3 weeks, a lot. And because of how Power Plan works, I either had to manually do all those changes in the suggested budget or let Sarah just transfer over the requested and suggest. And I said, do that. And in doing that, I lost a few of those edits. And this might have been the only upward potential. I think I put maybe something in the TORC fund. I stopped maybe about an hour in because I realized, you know what, there's a lot more changes in the second round. And when I talked to Sarah, I said, I either have to manually do all of that in the suggested, or if she's doing them already in the requested, just transfer it over. So right now we're going to transfer it over, but that's what happened there. Sorry, long answer. I was anticipating that it would probably be better to have a placeholder for that, and was anticipating further guidance on the suggested budget, or whether we should put a placeholder for Mr. Boyd, or, you know, to determine. Usually how software, and I think Chief Rouse can speak to it, if you don't time, if you pay an annual license or whatnot, sometimes you don't time the transfer exactly to coincide with the fiscal year. The unfortunate thing is sometimes you're paying for two things with an overlap in a year. I don't know if that's the case here. I haven't looked into what the annual license is. But unless we were to prorate one coming off and then prorate when something else would start, like, it was just safer to conservatively just budget high and know that you have enough there to cover the cost.
Chairman.
Yes.
So is 150 somewhere? Because ultimately, that's where I want to get to.
Yeah. So if that's the guidance on the record today, then I will gladly. It's at 105 right now, I believe. Or right, 75. Yeah. We would put another 75 in there.
Okay.
But part of this too was like Sarah and I were having this conversation. So this is a good question. We were talking internally. We're still refining the requested budget, right? So part of the challenge, I haven't done a suggested budget yet.
Right.
And the suggested budget is essentially the work product that I'll own to present before you a week from Monday. And there are a few things that I think have been stated that are things that you would like to maybe see, but those are informing kind of the suggested budget. But just to simplify, if you want it at 150, I think we're on the same page. I would modify that at 150. There's a worksheet that we have that we're working off on budgets. The suggested and the requested budgets are synced right now. There is no variation. But the only thing that you found because you read the notes is you saw that I increased it and then it's back down. Is that right? It's back down.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. So the notes stay in. And the reason I made the notes was because when I looked back, I could it would be a prompt that of something that might need to go back up.
Chairman,
yes,
I have a clarifying question. So for Chief Rouse, probably, but it's a phased approach to implement the software because I heard you say 300,000 to 400,000, and okay.
Yeah, Mr. Chair, Mr. Van Beek, case management software itself with the integration, the one-time upfront costs, if it's on-prem, if it's subscription, it's expensive on the upfront side. So my question is, do you know when JustWare comes up for renewal?
We own JustWare. So there is no renewal. The way in which, the way in which we acquired JustWare is we bought it, this was before my time. So I think this was under Dave Young's administration, so two prosecutors ago. He bought the software program all at once, and we've been paying for licenses since Newdon Technology no longer supports JustWare. We purchased additional licenses And now, in order to get those licenses, we pay Pine Technology, I think, $50,000 for their support. But that's all we're paying for is technical support. We own JustWare. Unlike the public defender's office, they're paying an annually fee. We don't pay that for our JustWare. We own it.
But that was my question. Pine Technology, when does that...
I would have to go back to the contract of when they, and Pine Technology, is for the board's information, is Pine Technology is a group of individuals that were with New Dawn Technology that basically created JustWare. So, and then they went off onto their own, and they are in the process of making their new JustWare system in that aspect. And that's what we've been waiting for. But Mr. Boyd may decide he wants a different program, and that is his. So we just are in this, you know, when we pay that bill.
It used to be right around May or June that we paid JustWare when we had JustWare still. So it's right about that same time.
Yeah, right at the beginning of the budget season. Yeah.
Chairman?
Yes.
And then right before Mr. Boyd came in, that was the question. We don't know what. Do you have, and I'm putting you on the spot, but do you have any indication on what you want to see for that line on software and case management?
Well, there's a, I mean, it depends on what software we want to use. There's no doubt, I think, that JustWare is probably at the end, definitely at the end of its useful life. I mean, if the question, I guess, is when we need to do the transfer over, and I think probably the sooner the better, but then again, we're also going to be dealing with a new administration the first year, so it might be mid next year might be a good time to do it, maybe summer or fall even, for a planned transition point. And then there's a couple different, well, there are a multitude of different avenues we can go. I'm familiar with Prosecutor by Carpel. I think that's a good program. I've used Prosecutor by Carpel for the last 5 years, and I used JustWare, obviously, for a long time here, and I'm very familiar with it, and it was the second best, but a far cry from Prosecutor by Carpel. And then there's a few others like Legal Edge and things like that out there that I haven't found to be as good, but I'd be open-minded to anything we could do. I've got I've reached out to Carpel at least to ask for just what it would cost, and I'm not, I have a couple different potential proposals for that, but I've they've given me quotes. They're happy to give you quotes, you know. So, but it's the startup cost is around $300,000 to $400,000 to get it going.
Mr. Chair,
yes.
So we had a proposal from Carpel. When was that? A year ago?
Longer than that. I think it was probably the stamp box and stuff.
No, this is more. This is more recent.
Okay, then I'm not.
Probably within the last year, and they came, and it's a great program. There is an upfront cost. The problem we found is that, because it's cloud storage and we have, I don't know how many terabytes of storage, it gets really expensive on a monthly basis once you get past their initial amount. And so that became the limiting factor on that one. But these are all things that we can work out as time goes on. My position is that for now we're just fine, and we can get through as long as we need to until Mr. Boyd decides to make a change.
Okay.
Doesn't answer Commissioner Brooks's question.
Yeah, did that answer your question?
So
the line will be at 150, it sounds like to me.
Yeah, if you want.
It needs one more of you.
Is that? And Chairman, Commissioners, it looks like there's been fluctuation in when that payment has been on that licensing. I just, anywhere from March to June, it looked like it was September, at least on the books, and it looks like there's nothing that's been process yet this year, and we're near the end of this fiscal year. So I don't know when you pay for that licensing, if it's good for the next 12 months, if you're paying for the prior 12 months, or how technical that is. But if the next payment is like in a month or two and it's for the next 12 months, it might be the last payment that's in this fiscal year. I guess it would be to be determined whether you need to pay that licensing fee next year, if the timing would be at the end of the fiscal year. I don't know if you need to hold all of that in the licensing fee, or if you just convert all the data into the new system.
Yes. Mr. Chair, just thinking outside the box, is the board knows that this is coming. It's going to be a $300,000 to $400,000 purchase. I don't know if even putting a 150 placeholder is really relevant. Is the board's going to have to reopen the budget for Mr. Boyd to get the $300,000 anyway? And that might be the most prudent thing, is start working on that now.
just my two cents. It's 150 is a placeholder for that you're still gonna have to come up with. Is that 250?
Yeah, Mr. Chair, 150. If we can do 150 now, that doesn't leave it open so we can pay from one fiscal year to the next, right? So we could, I mean, it would be easier for us to budget next year for another 150, and then we'd have at least for next October, if that were the date that we could do the transition.
Okay.
And it wouldn't be so hard to come up with this lump sum. We'd have the 150 from this year.
Makes sense.
Okay.
Yeah.
To Mr. Robertson's point is there's a lot of data up there that's on our system, that's on-prem locally, pushing 100 terabytes. With all the discovery, all the data, all the case matter, all the historical data. So there is time to convert and integrate any costs associated with that, what you keep, what you don't, what goes forward, what stays behind. And that's at least a 4 or 5 month transition of going from one platform to another.
Okay.
That's just time.
Okay.
That I've experienced.
Mm-hmm. And I guess the other wrinkle in this whole thing, I just thinking of it as well, with the state moving to the public defense system, I have no clue what system they're gonna use. Right now we have a very good relationship with the PD, being able to share what information goes, doesn't go, and I don't know how that's going to impact, so it might behoove us to wait about 4 to 5 months anyway, just on that.
Yeah, I don't think there's a person in a room who knows.
Maybe in the world.
Yes.
Just as a final comment, Mr. Chair, one of the things that the law enforcement has reiterated to me over and over again is the importance of making sure that our system interfaces appropriately with theirs. I mean, they spend a lot of resources on just trying to get it ported out, that information over to Justware, or to us, so we can then use Justware.
Yep, that's exactly right.
Okay.
So there's a lot of inefficiencies on their end. It's costing them money, and so they're very, very emphatic.
Yep.
Yeah, yeah, good point. We were missing that up to that point. Okay. Did that answer your question?
Sure.
Okay. All right. What else?
So to clarify, Mr. Chair, we're going 150 in that one.
We're going 150. Thanks for the clarification. That's what I had in my mind. Okay. Knowing that it's more than likely a two-year thing, so. All right. So we're still good on the PCNs and all of that. No changes from last meeting.
No, other than that one that we hadn't filled in, so that was the calculations. But Sarah came up with those numbers.
Right. Yeah.
But everything else is the same.
So that got plugged in. Okay. Anything else, Chief?
That was just a question on the new and reclassification, because there's $360,000 out there, I believe, for two positions, I believe, for a victim witness coordinator and a deputy criminal four, I believe.
It's budgeted as a four, yes.
Four. And the equity adjustments on the schedule of the job descriptions.
Mr. Chairman?
Yes.
Clerk, I'm going to go back to your notes again.
Yes.
This time, Sarah's. So it has added in raise plus benefits.
Yeah, it fully covers, I think, the deputy three position fully grossed up with benefits is 171 and change. The victim witness coordinator is 83 and change. And then the equity adjustments as a whole is 105 and change. So all of that adds up to that total placeholder. Are you looking at power plan? Yeah.
I see the notes, but that's about the extent of the detail. What you've provided is more substantive than what I can see on here. So,
yeah, the notes we have a worksheet. I know this is different because they presented in their first round a worksheet that had all those PCNs itemized out. So it's essentially the same thing with just a couple of the tweaks that are mentioned on the record from that packet that would include all their new and reclass requests. There was on that initial meeting, there was, and I forgot
the position, there's one position where there's just a clerical error where the increase wasn't in there. So that was one of the things that was captured as one of the things that we're revising. And it was an equity adjustment.
Okay.
As far as I don't know if you still have the same spreadsheet or if you went back to that date of their workshop, I think it's, or if you have the PDF of their first presentation, I believe that packet includes a spreadsheet of all the PCN or the names of the individuals. Because I remember in the first round that there were some good questions, I think, that you had, I think, to the PA's office on some of those. That was the dialogue. But I just left everything in kind of as is because there was no indication that anything was to move out or be for sure from that first meeting.
I guess it just goes with my gripe, overall gripe, and it's not the clerk's fault, it's not anybody's fault that we have multiple pieces floating around with different levels of up-to-date information on it. It's just, I hate power plan, and I'm going to always hate power plan. So you brought up positions. Are we talking about that today, or are we talking about that in the compensation deal where we decide on which positions we're keeping, or what are we talking about that?
It's really the discretion of the board. Now you want to handle it, but the compensation rubric is going to be going through new position requests, equity adjustments, all that will be in the compensation discussion. If you have any questions now, you can ask them.
Okay, well, we got an email with a request from Mr. Boyd requesting a senior chief deputy. So that, I would like to add that in. At least to honor him and give him that potential for discussion of a position leading into compensation tomorrow and talking about whatever positions we've got. I know it is a 11th hour request, but.
Okay. And Commissioner Brooks, just for clarification, what you didn't say that's implied is that Mr. Boyd would have the ability to fill that position if funding's allocated, that he would be the hiring person on that.
So however we work that out, if the position, if we were to approve a position, that PCN doesn't go live until January, I guess, if that's a thing.
Yeah, that could be a thing.
Okay. Can do that. Yep.
All right.
I will get the information. We'll just run things through. I think for, as you mentioned, Commissioner, kind of 11th hour, sounds like there's a title. There would have to be some sort of proposed range, and you would need to be okay with that. So to the degree that you're comfortable with that, with HR's feedback or not, and all of that, I just need an amount. And then we'll get that added maybe into our worksheet, added to our compensation worksheet.
Were you on the email? Did you send it to the clerk?
Yeah, she went to the board.
So I know I got a copy, but.
I did forward it to the clerk.
Okay.
Today, I think I saw it briefly. Yeah, so I haven't had a lot of time to be in emails today.
So it hasn't ran through HR?
Also, Mr. I haven't done anything with this until this meeting. Direction from the board.
Okay.
Is I can look at this and put it into a grade and look at that midpoint and throw it into a budget as a suggested, as a placeholder for tomorrow's meeting.
I'm in favor of that.
So it won't take long to come up with that.
Okay. PA Taylor, for the record, was shaking his head that he's amenable to it, so.
And Mr. Boyd sent it to us as well. And
yeah.
Thank you.
Perfect.
I appreciate the board's consideration. Thank you.
Okay. Yep. Let's do that and let's do the protocol and have it go through HR to get a range and that done right.
Mr. Chair, can I ask a question just in preemptive for tomorrow's meeting?
Sure.
There's what I'm seeing is 7 vacancies within the PA's office, according to the list I have from HR.
There shouldn't be that many.
Not that many.
No.
Because there could be some in process or whatnot.
Yeah, yeah, we've hired people, left, transferred, all that, yeah. So I can get you the exact number. It's not anywhere close to that, so, yeah.
Okay, well, that's actually good news.
Yep. Yep.
I just wonder what your plan was to fill those.
Yeah, well, as the board knows, we've hired on our chief civil deputy. So he and I are chatting tomorrow of when that official start date will be. So in that aspect, we have, I think, a vacancy and 2 in criminal. Mm-hmm. And do we have a support staff?
I don't believe so.
I think we have the 2 criminal deputies.
Is there still a civil deputy opening, technically? After Trent begins, I think there may be 1 civil deputy.
There will be at the end of this month.
Gotcha.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, so that's it.
Yeah, if I can get the latest, that'd be awesome.
Yep. Because
I think all those are going to be evaluated tomorrow on vacancies that are funded.
Probably goes to Commissioner Brooks, is trying to keep up to date information. So. Yeah. Exactly.
So will that give us time before the meeting tomorrow? You can check with Brian and.
Yep.
Make sure of what he believes he has.
Linda will get that too.
Okay, all right.
Mr. Chair, we just send that to Sarah because she's got the master list of all those vacancies.
But Sarah's gone tomorrow.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Hey, if I have 7 positions, that's news to me. So
we just haven't updated it this week, but as of 7/17, we had a list, but we're 1 week beyond that. But people are hired on the daily, so.
Things change daily. Okay. All right. Good questions. Yeah. Kind of looking for any vacant PCNs that might get a little bit more money back into the things are tight. So we would have to have a determination from you whether you can give them up or not give them up.
Look, I guess the question I would have is how long do the PCNs have to be vacant? I mean, if somebody just left and I have a vacancy and we have it advertised, so.
Well, yeah. That's the raging debate.
Mr. Chair, that's a really good question because there's 49 positions we have in the list that's countywide.
Yeah.
And we've got it broke down by 6-month vacancy and an annual vacancy if it's been a year plus. And the ones that are year plus, 6 month are the ones we're really evaluating. I want to make sure this is an accurate list.
Yeah.
For example, like our list, and we'll compare lists because we have a sheet that we want to bring into tomorrow's meeting. Like, actually, Kyle worked on this to kind of do 6 months plus or 1 year plus as the ones that we were really highlighting of interest. And there was only 1 in the PA's office that fell under that, but we haven't talked to you to get clarification on whether there's an error. Because I know Mr. Stender, when he was alerted that there's a vacancy, well, there was a revolving door. It just so happened when he would backfill, he wasn't, I don't know, for whatever reason, backfilling into that same PCN. When you have a family of 100 employees, at any given time, you're going to have 5 vacancies, likely, the odds are. But if you have 20 people with the same job title and one leaves and you rehire, you should rehire right into that very same PCN. But if they just pulled up another PCN of the same title, technically you could have one that looks like was vacant for years, when in reality, that's just showing that over the years, they never got back to reactivating that PCN. But the one that we have on here, maybe for the record, I don't know if you can speak to it, legal assistant 1, civil, is that currently vacant still?
Yes.
So that's one that shows a year plus. The vacancy was created in November 19 of 2021. So those were the ones that we were kind of highlighting if something's been like 6 months or a year or longer. Is that something that has been a challenge to hire?
Hasn't been necessarily a challenge to hire. It's the direction in which we were going, trying to measure what the board's needs were, the departments and everything to that effect. And once again, that's probably a question for Mr. Boyd, is I don't know what the plan is. If we try to save the county money, if we don't need the position,
right,
we've sat on it, then it's if the business starts picking up even more, the legal support staff provides that assistance.
They do a lot of the public records and all of that initial review. So that'll be a conversation I can have with Mr. Boyd too. So.
Why don't we have that done for midday tomorrow so we can have a feeling whether that's in the plan or it's not. So.
Chairman, I appreciate PA Taylor's thoughtful consideration of that change of the guard. And I thank you. That's respectful to look at what Mr. Boyd would want in that.
Thank you, Commissioner Bambi. The goal is to make it a smooth transition. But Chris and I have had that conversation, and the goal is to make it smooth.
All right. What else? Probably outside of the budget, I'm really excited about the new civil deputy prosecutor.
Good.
So that's going to be filling in a hole or a vacancy, so that'd be good. Anything else? For the record, again, the clerk has nothing to say.
Can I second that motion?
Okay.
Thank you.
All right, thank you.
I'll get that to you.
Let's be adjourned then. Is that all right?
Yep. Yes, thank you.
Let's adjourn.